This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Over the weekend, Congress approved what's known as an omnibus appropriations bill. Consisting of 9 unfinished spending bills rolled into one, it was 3,200 pages long. But lawmakers may have to vote on it again because of what's on just one page. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
North Dakota Democratic Senator Kent Conrad's staff had only about 6 hours to read through the gigantic omnibus before it went to a vote Saturday evening. On page 1,112, they discovered a single paragraph that had been inserted around midnight the night before. It gave the chairman of the Appropriations Committee broad new powers to authorize anyone the chairman might designate to look at tax returns collected by the Internal Revenue Service. And while there are currently civil and criminal penalties for making such tax returns public, the provision in the omnibus swept those protections away. Senator Conrad denounced that provision at a news conference here today.
To write a provision that would open up every American's tax records and allow their release without criminal or civil penalties to protect their privacy is an outrage.
At Conrad's urging, the Senate passed a resolution Saturday calling for the tax return provision to be removed from the omnibus. The House is expected to meet briefly this week to approve the bill stripped of that rider. Conrad says the controversial measure appears tied to Republican Congressman Ernest Istook of Oklahoma, who chairs an appropriations subcommittee overseeing the IRS.
We were told that it had been inserted on the House side by representatives of Mr. Istook, that it had been done at a staff level, that they had told other staffers of other members that this had been approved by the front office, whatever that means.
But Istook told NPR today he first learned of the tax return provision when it appeared in the omnibus bill the House also voted on Saturday.
I don't know who actually initiated it. I do know that there were staff discussions relating to it, but I was not a party to those nor aware of them.
Still, Istook said the measure's intent was to facilitate oversight of the IRS.
Part of our job means that sometimes we need to visit IRS facilities. And as I understand it, their intent was to clarify that. But unfortunately, they did that in language which also included ability to access individual tax returns. And that was just flat wrong.
Istook said staff from his committee asked the IRS to draft the language of the provision. An IRS spokesman told NPR that the tax collection agency is now investigating what role it may have played. It's not unusual for such surprises to show up in omnibus bills. In 1988, when Democrats controlled Congress, then-President Reagan railed against an appropriations omnibus in his State of the Union message.
Congress shouldn't send another one of these.
And Reagan also issued a warning.
No, and if you do, I will not sign it.
But President Bush has given no indication he won't sign the omnibus approved by the Republican-controlled Congress. His chief concern has been that it not exceed the spending limit the White House set of $388 billion. Funding for domestic agencies was essentially held flat this year. But Keith Ashdown of the nonpartisan watchdog group Taxpayers for Common Sense says his group has found more than $15 billion worth of funding specifically earmarked for individual lawmakers' districts or states.
Despite calls by lawmakers that they've said they've been more fiscally responsible, they've actually earmarked more projects this year in this legislation than they have ever before.
Ashdown says lawmakers shaved almost a percentage point off funding for all the federal programs to get the omnibus down to the right size. And then they added the earmarks, which were spared the haircut the rest of the federal government got. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.